Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Love when the Olympics comes around every 4 years and all of a sudden all these studies have been done on the ideal athletes, right?
Oh, I guess, yeah, like with the way that the human race is evolving mm-hmm. and sciences and all these incredible things, technically we should be able to, you know, find, because there's a limit where, what is it, they don't think a human being will be able to run the 100 metres in under 9 seconds.
Oh, really?
Because the body will explode and the tendons will twang and fly.
This is why I think we should just let, you know, enhanced athletes just have a go at it. You know what I mean?
You just have to be so careful talking about that. You understand, right?
I shouldn't make jokes, should I?
You should not make jokes.
Anywho, let's move swiftly along. This group of scientists have come together and analysed 120 years of Olympic history.
Okay.
Right? So they've examined...
Well, I guess modern Olympics.
Yeah, right? the modern Olympics. They've examined the physical attributes of 222,500 Olympians
okay.
that have competed over the last 120 years. And they've determined what the ideal athlete is to win an Olympic gold.
Wow. Because I know that they, and we've spoken about it in the past, they like to give out protection
yep.
at the Olympic Village for
they
the athletes'
certainly
village.
Do. Yes.
Because, you know, once the athletes are finished what they're doing, what else are you going to do?
They can get started on something else.
And, like, are we seeing now the breeding ground of athletes from the Sydney Olympics in the year 2000? Like,
potentially.
A Lithuanian mother, a Spanish father, you know, an absolute star athlete was conceived. In
well,
the Olympic Village.
It turns out for male Olympians, right? So mm-hmm. have a listen to these stats. If you fall into this statistical category, you are the perfect Olympic athlete.
All right.
Okay? So winning male Olympians in the athletics tend to be around 25 years old.
Okay.
They stand at around 1.81 meters tall.
All right.
And they weigh about 77 kilograms.
Too old, too tall, too fat.
The big three.
Damn it. That's why you're not at the Olympics.
Even if I had two of the three, you go maybe. So
25,
that's pretty young. It makes sense.
1.81 meters tall, so less than 6 foot.
Yep.
And weighing at 77 kilograms.
Bloody gymnasts bringing down yeah. the height average.
Female winners,
here we
on
go.
The other hand.
Here we go.
They share similar age. Peak age is 25 years old.
Height would be a lot shorter.
Average height, 1.7 meters.
Okay, 170.
And a weight of 61 kilograms.
That is light. I weighed 61 when I was in year 7.
Let me join you in that too old, too short, too fat.
Oh, you're not too tall. That's nice. It's nice to see that you can go the other way. All right.
But these are the ideal athlete based on the event winners across the athletics. And the median age over the 120 years of statistical data.
What I love is in that is at least the outliers that we've been seeing. Like, you got to think for every like gymnast and like water polo player who mm-hmm. like obviously their body, their lifestyle, it is a temple. You have a lot of shooters. You got a lot of hammer
That's
throwers.
True.
You got a lot of these athletes.
Actually, Tim, if you look at the height. You're what, 184?
Yeah.
The closest for you is actually going to be the javelin.
Oh, I'm not a thrower.
Ideal javelin height.
I'm a shower, not a thrower, Jess. It's just not what I'm built to do. We talked about it. I think I'm going to start practicing shooting and go towards the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
If that can happen to that 50-year-old divorcee from Turkey, it can happen to me. Putting myself in the same boat. I don't care how tall I am with a gun in my hand.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I moved out of home. Oh, it's coming up to 9 years ago now. And look, admittedly, when I moved out, I took what I needed and I left a lot of stuff behind.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the, I'm going to clear out your room. And you go, no.
Nah, I'll get to it eventually, right?
And I feel like it's either met with a shrine to
room
the former self.
My bedroom, my brother's bedroom, my sister's bedroom. The three of us all have shrines to ourselves.
Oh, right. Not
my mum has not touched a thing.
Okay.
Until now. I got a call yesterday from my mother. We're heading over this weekend to Melbourne for a birthday thing at my mum's house. And she said, oh, while you're here, I've actually pulled everything out of your wardrobe and anything you don't take with you on Sunday, I'm going to donate.
Yeah. Well, your issue is, Jess, your issue is you have a spare room in a garage.
Yeah.
So you really have no...
Yep.
no but excuses. But, like,
there's clothes in there from, God, 14, 15 years old.
Why are you keeping them?
It's just I've not gone through any of it, and I just can't be bothered.
Honestly, what would you prefer, a shrine or potentially, like, what is it, my mum and dad's house currently? Mm. It's like I was never there.
But when did you get this phone call? Because I feel like every kid that moves out of home gets a phone call eventually. It's like, we're cleaning out. You need to come and get your stuff.
Well, I moved out over 10 years ago, and yeah. I think within the 2 years, maybe even within 12 months, it was all gone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so brutal.
I think it turned into a computer-esque room.
Sure.
And then later down the track, it became another room became a kid's room for the grandkids and well, those kind of things.
So currently my bedroom is being used for the cats whenever the cats need to come stay. I've got the cat room. And that's what I said to Mum. I was
still
like...
Still smells the same. That's the strangest thing.
The cats don't need wardrobe space. Like, no. What do you need? what are you doing to me?
What about for their little outfits, Jessica?
She said, anything I don't take on Sunday is up for grabs for my sister and my sister-in-law, or she's donating it. That's it. I've got the rest of the week and I can grab what I need and then the rest is gone.
Is your childhood bedroom exactly what I think a lot of us would assume it to look
what
like?
What do you think it looks like?
Like pretty pink, ridiculous, very girly.
It did before we moved. I actually moved. We moved into this house when I was in my, I think I was 21 when we moved in.
Oh, so you were an adult.
So I was very much an adult.
But yes, but you were your version of an adult.
My old bedroom had pink walls and yellow blinds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those colours on the colour wheel don't necessarily.
And a shrine to Dwayne up. The Rock Johnson, well, obviously.
Now that mutes the tones of the yellow. So
it did. It did.
That's a
very much
that
so.
That really paints just quite an aggressive picture of who you were as a young child, Jess. But look, yeah, it's one of those things. Jess, I'm surprised you've made it to your mid-30s before you made that phone call.
Right? I can't believe that. I don't know what kind of midlife crisis my mum is going through where she just needs to get rid of all of our stuff. But hopefully I find some good stuff this weekend and I'll be able to bring it in on Monday.
I was going to say, any journal. Well, don't bring the crap here, firstly. I can't say that enough. But if you do find a journal, yes, we'll read it and make fun of you, of course. They're good friends.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Ladies and gentlemen,
exude confidence and class in a T-Roc from Rex Gorel Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Let's talk about Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Dogg is just carving up his legacy at the Paris Olympics.
I think they are setting Snoop Dogg up for a very big role within the LA Olympics that is coming in four years' time.
Went hard in Tokyo for Japan. Extra hard at the moment over in Paris with everything that's going on.
Well, he's actually there.
He's technically a special NBC Olympics correspondent. So he's got an actual job there. Now, if you've been watching a lot of what's going on overseas, especially at least for Australia, you would say the MVP for the Australian Olympic team could be Jess Fox.
Absolutely.
Two gold medals, a lot of swimmers, Ariane Titmus, she's done quite well.
Great flag waving technique.
Bearing, I believe they probably would prefer.
The waving was excellent.
But Snoop Dogg has been tasked with declaring the MVP for the Olympic Games.
Oh.
There's a lot of athletes out there, Jess, that probably could be well deserving of this. Before I tell you who it is, who do you think is the MVP? Ooh. Big names coming out of American sports.
Simone Biles?
Gymnast? Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
No. The kid that did the pommel horse?
Oh, the American that did, and everyone's like, you're a nerd, but you do pommel horse really well.
That guy?
No. I'll give one final guess.
The bloke who did the shooting with no safety gear on.
Oh, the Turkish Turkish shooter who
that
got a silver medal after only taking up the sport a couple of years ago. Unfortunately not. Snoop Dogg has now declared himself the MVP of the Olympic Games.
Do you know, have you heard about the Olympic pins?
The pins that they get given, the athletes.
So all
I've seen that.
All the athletes get like their country's pins and they get extra pins to give out and they can swap them with other countries.
Well, I saw that a Spanish athlete was injured in the badminton and whoever won the gold medal, they carried up the Spanish pin because I think they were meant to play that Spanish player, but they couldn't. So they were saying, it could have been you. I'm going to honour you and your country.
Snoop Dogg had a whole bunch of Snoop pins made and he's been handing them around to all the athletes. And everyone's been trying to get an elusive Snoop pin.
Now, that would be epic to see on the podium.
Having an MVP pin. Amazing.
He said, maybe I might be the MVP of the Olympics. Just saying, is his official quote.
What a quote. won't.
Just saying. So I'm here for it, Jess. I know you're here for it. We've been following Snoop Dogg across this entire Olympic Games.
He's so good. So good. I cannot wait to see what he does in LA.
Yep. If you want to see that story, everything else is trending, go to our website, krock.com.au.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Will from the newsroom has come on in here. Good afternoon, Will.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Lovely to see your face. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Everyone's
good to see you
guys too. Formal today.
Yes.
Someone who speaks for a living, you really do not know how to communicate sometimes, Will.
Me? What do you mean?
All right. He's not just in here, Jess, to talk to himself, essentially.
I was going
to
say, don't antagonize him. We've still got to test our news knowledge.
Let's get into it.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom comes in every single weekday. He brings us three news stories, leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in those blanks.
Where has been crowned the most beautiful city in the world, according to Architectural Digest?
Tim's going to be rapt about this one. You love this city.
You are a big reader of Architectural Digest. You strike me as one anyway.
There's two that I put in the same category. Maybe three.
Whenever I say...
It's Adelaide.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was going to say Adelaide or Vienna. Maybe Budapest in Hungary.
Usually someone says to me, to Tim and I, oh, yeah, I'm going to Adelaide this weekend. I'm like, well, Adelaide. And Tim's like, oh, I love Adelaide. Adelaide's the best. Great.
Adelaide's fantastic. It's Why brilliant. Do you not like it?
It's fine. It's just, it's not, is it Geelong? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's not comparing itself to.
Well, it is. When
honestly,
it's apparently topped the most beautiful city list.
Just about as close to Geelong as you're going to get in terms of greatness.
Yeah.
It really is.
We got a few churches here in Geelong,
that's
I guess.
Fair. Yeah.
City of churches.
You're not allowed to call it that anymore.
Adelaide.
I think, wasn't there a government call out during the AFL gatherround that they weren't allowed to say City of Churches?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Jess, for confirming that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You weren't allowed to call it that or Radelaide.
Yeah, no Radelaide either.
Well, maybe you shouldn't go there.
Where's the fun in that?
There's no fun.
This
there.
Is what I'm saying.
So right on, Adelaide. Geelong, do better.
Okay.
Speaking of great cities, a new tourism promo for Mildura has been slammed online.
Oh, no.
So what's all that about?
Is the promo Get Juiced in Mildura?
In Orange World.
Sorry?
You've never been to Orange World in Mildura? You're
you
losing
have not
out.
Lived.
Mildura is orange beautiful. World. It's an oasis in the desert. It's beautiful. And
yeah, they
orange.
Have an Orange World and they have this giant orange out the front that you can take a photo with.
Yep.
Wow.
It's
and
amazing.
Get this.
I love oranges.
A lot of oranges.
Yeah.
I love oranges.
Does it have to do with the people used in the ad? Have they said something funny in the ad?
That's nowhere near enough information.
I got nothing.
I've already forgotten the question.
No, they've branded themselves as Tropical North Victoria.
No, that counts. It is. Yeah. It's an oasis. There's palm trees, Will.
You don't understand, Will. Tim and I once went out to Mildura in the middle of winter, and it was like a balmy 26 degrees. It is literally an oasis.
Look, don't argue with me.
Will,
I'm just
why
saying,
do you hate Mildura?
Will, Mildura is better than Adelaide.
I'm sorry that I don't know... That it had an Orange World, which sounds like the best thing ever.
It is.
Very good juice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tropical North Victoria.
I really like that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Hearing Tropical North Victoria makes me want to go back to Mildura again.
It's great marketing.
Why do you hate
marketing.
Mildura, Will?
Well, it's been slammed because it's not actually tropical.
All right. Well, I dare anyone. If anyone's ever been there, they'll know that that's a lie. So that's my official response.
And the mysterious artist Banksy... is back at it over in England. His latest artwork in London's left a few fans guessing. What is it a picture of?
It's a picture of the Olympic mascot holding a balloon.
No.
You answered like you knew.
I thought I'd just take a stab, hey?
All right. Does it have anything to do with the royal family?
No.
Okay.
No.
I got that.
I think it's a picture of Will holding a sign saying, I hate
Mildura.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate this.
Hate never small towns.
Hey.
Will from the newsroom.
Why do you hate Mildura
can't
so much,
it until you
Will?
Try it. Maybe I'll get a trip to Mildura.
I think you need to.
Work compo. Yep, get
yeah,
it done.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, why? What is it?
It's a goat.
Work compo.
A goat?
It's a goat, yeah.
What?
It's a goat perched atop like a thin wall with rocks tumbling beneath it.
Excellent.
Why are people mad about this?
No, Jess, no one has to be mad. About
you're the only
this.
One. He's the only one mad about Mildura.
Does Banksy also hate Mildura? I'm confused.
is there a painting there from Banksy?
No, well, this is not. The thing. No one really, no one really knows what it's about. But the goat's sort of like in a perilous position.
Speaking of great artwork, there is a giant mural of oranges.
That's so true. There is.
It's an actual real thing. So they have their
own
Banksy.
We have a photo in front of it. It's great.
Great. Yeah.
We awesome. Holiday together. Sorry.
Good really deal. Cool.
We're all from the newsroom. In a bit of a bad mood, but thanks for coming in.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday while you were away, there was a trending story about a couple that won gold.
Tennis.
Yes.
Tennis. Yep.
The tennis gold.
I love this.
The Czech tennis players, Katarina and Tomas, were together before the Olympics. And
like just in a relationship,
in a full relationship, and then just weeks out from the Olympic Games, apparently they broke up.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Weeks out. They decided, you know what? We've been training for this. We've been working towards this. We're gonna still compete as a couple.
Because we played tennis together. We just can't necessarily do love together.
They ended up winning gold, which is huge.
A photo of them embracing.
On the podium. It started to spark kind of rumors about a reconciliation. To which they've said, look, our relationship status is top secret. We don't need to discuss this. We've just won gold.
Anytime you use the word top secret, you could have just said private, but right? Top secret makes it very interesting.
I think it's really interesting. And I mean, you know, I'm a little bit of a petty person when it comes to my past relationships.
A little.
Don't know if just weeks after breaking up with someone, if I could go to work with them.
Well, because that's they're very in close quarters there.
Yeah.
In tennis, it's like it's literally doubles. You're playing with a teammate. It'd be like if you and I used to see each other.
Yeah.
And then right before we started a radio show, you broke my heart because you were fooling around town with other boys.
You're making it sound like this actually happened.
Well, there's some truth to it. But we manage to get through it every single day.
We do.
We just don't have a gold medal.
No, I genuinely don't think I could ever work with any of my exes. I just don't think I could do
but
that.
But I feel like you've been conditioned to even, like you've had relationships end that have been perfectly amicable, right?
No, not really.
This is the thing. You just burn them. You chuck them in the burn book.
I've never done the breaking up. God, that sounds pathetic.
No. It's hard when you're the person saying why you could when they're like, Jess, I just don't think we could be together anymore, and you're like, I understand why you'd say that.
Yeah, I get it.
No, yeah, fair enough.
I wouldn't want to be with me either.
All right,
that's fine.
So you don't think you'd be able to work with an ex?
I mean, can anyone? 5223295. This is a pretty, extenuating circumstances. Being going for an Olympic gold with your ex,
right?
But do you work with an ex?
Right now.
Right now.
Have you had to in the past?
Have you? Yeah. I mean, sometimes this is why they tell you not to date people you work with, because then you end up having to work together if things go poorly.
But it's tough because that's where you meet other adults.
Yeah.
In the workplace.
5223295. Would love to hear from someone if they are either currently or have in the past worked with their ex.
As Jess would say, spill the tea.
Have you ever worked with an ex?
Not a full-fledged ex.
Right.
I've kissed a girl that I worked with.
You kissed a girl and you liked it?
All right, Katy Perry. Yeah, this was like early radio career.
And oh, really?
I think we got through
at the radio station.
Yeah, she was in the newsroom. I was just, behind the scenes, plugging in cords, making sure the radio would still go on. it was a different man.
Yeah.
And just literally we just kissed on a night out and then it was fine.
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't awkward when you came back to work next day?
From my end, it was fine.
Oh.
Split shifts helped.
Yeah.
Initially.
That's fair. That's
but
fair.
But yeah, not. I don't know what it's like to have that full on, we used to be lovers.
Yeah.
And now we're just colleagues.
Well, know? Ashley from Warren Ponds, you currently still work with an ex?
I do.
Oh, tell us about it, Ashley.
Well, we worked in an office together. Dated for about maybe 15, 16 months.
Okay. Both very specific.
And now we still work together.
Right.
And did it end on okay terms or was it like a full-blown, I never want to see your face again, Daryl?
Yeah, no, not pretty good.
Okay. So were the first couple of weeks back in the office a little sketchy or are we mates now? Like what's happening?
It's high and by now.
Right.
But the worst part about it is that I'm currently dating someone else And I never told him that I work with my ex.
Oh, I bet he knows now.
Yeah. Yes, probably.
Because I imagine it'd be tough, like, if you work directly with your ex and you're having, like, a professional disagreement, which you're totally fine to have.
Yeah.
And then you go to your manager and you're like, oh, what, we saw you arguing with Daryl there. What's going on? You're like, oh, it's not my fault. He's a bastard. And he's a heartbreaker. He's a womanizer. And also he gets his reports in a little bit late. But they're mostly the bastard thing. So... it's hard. So, hey, Ashley, we feel for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, best of luck with that situation, Ashley. It sounds complicated.
Thanks, guys. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.